Hi, my name is Kunal, and welcome to the Geeks of the Valley podcast, which connects with some of the brightest minds globally who are leading their respective industries today to discuss the hottest upcoming industry trends and how their work is affecting the global economy. This morning, from Singapore, we have a very special guest joining us, who is an entrepreneur and tech columnist turned venture capitalist investing in Asia Pacific for the last 10 plus years. Please welcome the current founder and managing partner of Click Ventures, Carmen Chan. Carmen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Hello, everyone.
And how are things with you in light of COVID?
A lot of things going on. We are expanding to Southeast Asia at the moment, and then I just landed to Singapore for the expansion of Click Ventures in this region. And of course, I need to go through the quarantine with my kids in a hotel for 14 days.
Wow, Carmen, and I hope all is well with you. Let's jump into the first question here, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
So tell me about yourself and your background, and how it led you to the path of becoming a VC in Asia Pacific.
I started actually back in university. I started to write a column for a computer magazine. At that time, internet was not popular yet. So I started to write about software review. And I still remember the computer magazine need to bundle with a CD-ROM to distribute the trial version of the software that I review. And so it's been around 1 year, and then internet start to get popular, and I start to write about internet business model, internet marketing, and it's been around 10 years for me to write about internet business model every week for both newspaper and magazine. And I also become an entrepreneur myself, an internet entrepreneur, right after I graduate. And I even give up my PhD offer from Imperial College. And so I was both running on my own startup companies and writing about internet business model for the columns that I'm writing for. And I found it was a very good experience because I have the hands-on experience of operating as an entrepreneur. I understand all the team dynamics, all the operation bottleneck for an internet company. And in the same time, because I need to write about internet business model, and it provide me a very good exposure and increase my sensitivity of different kind of internet business model. And so all these experience add together paved the path for future investment. So 7 years ago, when I exit my own company, I start to do angel investment full time. And then I start my own VC firm, Click Ventures. And I found that because of all the experience as an entrepreneur, also the columnist experience, it really helps me when I talk to the founding team, because I understand the operating side of a startup, and also the writing give me exposure on different business model. So I become friends with entrepreneur very quickly within our 1 hour conversation. And yeah, so this, I think this provide a different, experience for me as a VC compared to other VC who only got a financial background without the operating background.
So Carmen, what an interesting background there. And earlier in the call, you had kind of alluded to your fund expanding from Hong Kong to Singapore. What is the reason for that?
Yeah, so I think we can go back to 7 years ago when I started to do angel investment. So at that time, I was based in Hong Kong. I'm open to both US and Hong Kong market. And I'm also very connected in the US side at that time. And I found that most of my investment turned out to be US based at that time. I think 70% of my investment was in US and then only 30% was in Hong Kong. The ecosystem in Hong Kong and also Asia just started 7 years ago. And so it takes time to build up the ecosystem in Asia. And that's why I participate in a lot of activities to build up the ecosystem. I joined the Angel Investor Network in Hong Kong and also participate in a lot of sharing session in the ecosystem. And I think after around 1 year of angel investment, I set up my own investment firm. And then I started to get a lot of invitation from different countries to share my experience. So I have been traveling every month. So far I have been to close to 20 countries around the world. And this global exposure is very helpful for me to see, you know, the competition between different countries to catch up the innovation ecosystem for their own country. And I also found that Asia pick up very fast. The government in Asia are very proactive and provide a lot of support to the ecosystem and also are very open for collaboration between different countries. And so I start to, you know, aware of more opportunity in the Asia side. And after investing in Hong Kong, we started to see deal flow from Singapore and Southeast Asia. I invested in some company in Singapore. And we also have a lot of our portfolio companies from both Hong Kong and US. They are interested to expand to both the China side and the Southeast Asia side. And most of the company who expand to Southeast Asia, they will use Singapore as a base. And that's one of the reasons why we expand to Singapore from Hong Kong. On the one hand, to look for opportunity, because Asia is picking up, Southeast Asia especially, is also picking up very fast. And on the other hand, we are helping our portfolio company to expand to this region. Yeah, so that's the reason.
And Carmen, as the current managing partner of Click Ventures, it was last reported that Click Ventures secured $20 million in capital commitments from existing LPs from Hong Kong for its fourth fund. Is this still the same today? And what is the fund's investment philosophy and ticket size?
Actually, I want to clarify, at that time, we haven't started the fundraising for Fund 4 yet. We haven't have a official launch yet. That's why we haven't talked to our current LP. But we have some LP approach us because of our recognition as a consistent top performing fund manager. It was published in Preqin, and then some LP approached us and interested to invest in our new fund. But it was not official. It was not officially launched yet. I mentioned earlier about my experience as a tech columnist. So I found, you know, I didn't aware before, but I find out after having a lot of conversation with founders, I found that I'm addicted to business model. And I really enjoy brainstorm and fine-tune business model strategy with entrepreneurs. And because of that, our investment thesis is pretty, you know, focused on how the new technology can enable a new kind of business model. Because a lot of the operation nowadays, no matter the business side or even how you live your life every day, the whole process has been set up many, many years ago. And some of those processes are very old. To give you a simple example, like, you know, nowadays you could call a taxi or call a driver using a mobile app. This process was very old before. You know, you need to make a phone call to call a taxi, and then the call center need to distribute the same message to everybody. They broadcast the same message. Everyone will receive that message, and then the one who picked the call will come to you. So the whole process was very old. And so you have, you know, these tech company reinvent the new process by leveraging the location-based technology. So another example is the Spotify. leveraging the streaming technology on sound. And then now, because of the advancement of streaming technology, now video can also stream, not just sound. So you have company like Netflix and other video streaming companies that can provide, you know, provide you access to a library instead of downloading the video or the song one by one like before. So all these are very interesting, and these become our focus, how technology can, you know, change we run business, and also how to live our everyday life. And as you know, that 5G is coming. So that would be another invention through the 5G network. And so we are very excited to, you know, and some potential LP asked us before, like, do you feel there will be less opportunity? But, you know, when you understand our focus, you will find that there won't be less opportunity. You know, there would always be new technology coming up, and then we can redesign the whole process, you know, constantly. So there would be always more opportunity than the money. For the fund's ticket size, because we focus on seed to series A stage investment, so our ticket is from 100,000 to $1 million. That's our first ticket. And then for follow-on investment in later stage, it could be flexible.
And for your fund, where did your new LPs come from? And how do your current fund regulations and structure, whether it's Cayman or Singaporean-based, affect how they invest with your fund?
Most of our LP are from Hong Kong at the moment. And I found that we have some new LP who are from a family background and who haven't, you know, get enough exposure on the early stage investment. And so these LPE are interested to invest in early stage VC firm. So when I emphasize early stage, the reason is because a lot of these corporate or big family, they have exposure on, you know, later stage or pre-IPO. But there is a big trend that investment has been shifting to earlier stage. So not only corporate big family, but also the PE industry, they used it to focus on really late stage, but they are also shifting to earlier stage. And some of the PE firm has even launched their own VC arm. So early stage investment has become a hot topic, but not every company understand how to do early stage, because early stage companies, especially seed stage company, didn't have enough financial traction for you to do the financial due diligence. And most of these early stage company, they are starting a totally new models. And so there's not much reference from the market for you to compare. So you need to really understand the potential that can be enabled by the internet. And you also need to understand, you know, things like network effect, or, you know, things like a company, if they are providing a new channel or a new kind of assets for a big group of users. For example, like unbanked population was very big. These people didn't have a chance to get a bank account before. But now with the smartphone and internet, you could enable these unbanked population to get access to banking-like services and even credit services to get credit, you know, instantly in some cases. So this kind of new business model is very exciting. And so these are some of our focus. And in terms of the structure, we are now using a Singaporean VC FM structure. Our fund domicile are in BVI, and the investment manager is in Singapore. Yeah, because of COVID, I found that, you know, it will be really interesting, both online and offline. The reason is offline business at the moment are struggling. You know, before, if you have some solution, creative solution, that you want to approach the offline business, they are too busy to consider. But now, because of COVID, a lot of the offline business, like the retail, they need to reinvent. They need to open up themselves, because what they have been doing no longer work in the future. Traditionally, like the fashion store, the function of the fashion store is mainly for discovery and inventory. So potential people come in, potential client come in to discover the dress that they like, and then they buy it, and then they can take the dress right away because the shop have inventory of those dress. But imagine, you know, now you could just go online and browse with much more style. Like a few weeks ago, I want to buy a pair of sandals for my daughter. I go to the shop, only two style. And I mean, only two style that we are okay, but but not perfect. I just used my mobile phone and I found that much more style online that we like. So we switch to the online to buy the sandal. So you will see that this has been happening for a few years, but now this has been accelerated because everybody got a taste of online shopping, how convenient it is. So you no longer need to go to a shop to discover, just for the purpose of discover. So the retail shop, apart from discovery, you need to add value. And this is something that we see entrepreneur can leverage to help the shop to add value. One of the example that I can think of is, you know, imagine if you go to a shop, you could have a stylist that help you to make some suggestion. And then you could purchase by a few click on the shop, and then the clothes will be delivered to your door automatically. So you don't need to carry the dresses around with you. And the shop also don't need to have the inventory of a lot of different sizes. So the shop is only for discovery. So they can store more different styles, and you know, and then the stylist could be on site, or they can even have, you know, have a tablet that can showcase more different styles. And then they could have some kind of a smart mirror to have the virtual fitting on site. So these are some imagination that is actually more than imagination, because product like this is available already. Smart mirror, you know, and then the stylist, or even a sales on site that has been trained by a stylist, and the stylist can be virtual as well. So these are some examples. You know, we are thinking that the offline space can be reinvented. And for the online, you know, with the 5G, with the blockchain, a lot of the process online can also be reinvented. So there's so many ideas we can play around.
Carmen, mm-hmm. As you mentioned, there is going to be massive impacts on the retail, office and living and sharing space, right? Both online and offline. What are some of the companies in Asia Pacific today which are changing their business models to meet the demand?
Yeah, I think for the offline space, we have seen some companies start to last week. So they are, you know, not only just a co-work space, but as you know that during this COVID time, a lot of the parents have the problem of they need to homeschool the kids. And even though they can save a lot of time to work from home, and their school their kids cannot go to the school, become a problem for them, because homeschooling the kids and also work from home in the same time are not ideal, especially if you have very young kids. And sometimes you need to assist them on all the online learning during this period. And so I met one startup. They have been working on a project combining a preschool and a co-work space. They have been doing it for actually, I think, around 2 years. And so they even form a family club, so the parents can work beside their kids, because the school and the co-work space are actually side by side in the same premises. And so I think that's an interesting idea. We are exploring the potential of this. But I do see there will be some limitation in terms of scaling up because, you know, it's very difficult to get a school license. And there is a lot of requirement and also branding effort to build a school brand. And so I think there is some limitation on the concept, but in the same time, it's also good to explore the potential. So that's one offline new business model that we found. And another pretty popular new business model online, even one of our portfolio company also pivot and join this new business model, which is the virtual event platform. So you will see a lot of virtual event platform coming up in the last few months. And our portfolio company used to provide offline virtual event service. They also pivot and launched their virtual event platform a few months ago. And it was a big success for them. And they got more than 300 media coverage around the world. It's very impressive, actually. And when you talk about, you know, online virtual event, you find that platform like Zoom and Google Meet are not enough for a big event. Zoom and Google Meet facilitate, you know, small group or one-on-one meeting like us. But in terms of a big event, you need to have much more, you know, offering to facilitate the networking between different people who may have synergy. And so that's why this is actually a very new space, because before, people may not be interested to, you know, just pure virtual event. You will see a lot of webinar before, but it's never be a, you know, very big scale, like thousands of attendees virtual event. That was never popular before. But now there's a demand for this kind of big scale virtual event. And so how can you make the experience much better when the whole event is totally virtual? So this is a very new space waiting for disruption. And on the other hand, I think this is also a opportunity in the future, even when offline activities start to pick up again after the COVID, because I believe in the future, event could be both online and offline in the same time. So it would be like a hybrid model. And so some activities could be conducted online, some would be offline. And then you could review, you know, video, or you could reconnect with the people virtually after the event. So this is a sector continue to wait for a lot of innovation. Another trend that we see is actually provided by one of our other portfolio company. They have been picked up really nicely in the last few months because of COVID. They were running on a, you know, talent or expert on demand model. So you have, you know, company like a food delivery or, you know, ride hailing company. But imagine if you need an expert to just ask a few questions. It's not that handy. You cannot find a expert that easy. So my portfolio company has been disrupting that sector. starting from a few years ago, and they have a pretty nice traction, but the demand really accelerated in the last few months because everybody, you know, now online has become the only solution. And the business still needs to go on. So companies are more open for these online platform to find the expert team to help them. So this is another trend that we see from our own portfolio. And also, we have one more portfolio company solving the frontline problem. So traditionally, a lot of those frontline task force rely on walkie-talkie, but emerging walkie-talkie is so outdated. And some of the walkie-talkie is even, you know, half duplex instead of full duplex. It means that you need to wait, you need to take turn to talk. You cannot talk in the same time. And a walkie-talkie with good security is even very expensive, more expensive than a smartphone. So one of our portfolio company is developing a hand-free device, or we call it a voice communication tool that help to enable these frontline staff to have a lot more automation and smarter operations. Yeah, so these are some of the trends that we are seeing at the moment.
Carmen, to wrap up our call with our last question, what piece of advice would you give to the people out there from the journey you've had thus far in life?
Yeah, I think my advice is, it's not just an advice, it's experience that we observe. Remember I mentioned one of our portfolio company who used it to provide offline event service. And so they were having a very hard time when every event need to cancel or postpone the physical event. So their revenue dropped close to zero immediately within like 1 month. But the founding team, they didn't give up or panic. They are very positive to look for potential solution. They start to test out different ideas, and they were also having a potential investor interested in their company. So they continue to talk to the potential investor, and they come up with different ideas. And finally, they launched their virtual event platform. They closed the funding round. And so what our observation is, I mentioned that they got more than 300 media coverage around the world. This is a proof of risk can be an opportunity because, you know, before, if you want to launch a new product, you need to organize an offline press conference. You need a lot of investment to contact these different reporters, you know, to introduce your new product. But now, because of COVID, most of the reporters are more open for online press conference. We call it virtual press conference. And this become an opportunity because before you can only reach out the reporter in your own region. But now with a virtual press conference, with a global internet product, you could reach out to any reporter around the world. And in our portfolio company's case, they start with a regional press conference. They invited the press to their online press conference in the nearby countries. They got more than 30 press coverage within 1 day. And then the next press conference is global, and they got more than 300 coverage. So this is really, you know, an example of risk can be opportunity. And I also mentioned that a lot of those companies were busy before, like, you know, those big event organizers, they were busy. They already have some vendor that they have been working with for many years. They are not open up for new solution, but this COVID period forced them to open up. So our portfolio company are able to reach out all these big organizer and build a very long pipeline for future. So this is something it really, you know, I feel very impressive how every risk can be an opportunity. And there's always, you know, new solution that you could emerge in. So don't give up. Don't panic. Just try to think. Try to, you know, refresh yourself first, and then think of an innovative solution.
Truly well said, Carmen. For reach out to you, what would be the best point of contact? Listeners who want to...
Yeah, so we have our website, clickventures.vc. And we are also building a Slack community for founders to help each other, because we are a small team and we have limited time, but we have a lot of entrepreneurs around the world contact us every day. And so we have been thinking how we can help the founders in a more scalable way. So we have built this Slack community so that we could share information in an organized way in different channel for the founders. And also founders in this community can help each other. So this is something that we are building. I can share the link to you after this podcast, and then you can share the link to your listener. We welcome all founders in our community or investor into this Slack community.
Amit, it was a pleasure having you on Geeks of the Valley, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.